Yoshua, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we are describing the boundaries of Bnei Binyamin, who inherit to the south of Yosef and to the north of Yehuda, who is to their south. Most of the cases in the past, Yehuda and Yosef, we started with the southern border, but in this case, we started with the northern border. Perhaps one of the commentators points out, because of the kinship between Bnei Yosef and Binyamin, who both come from Rachel Imenu, and so that close connection might explain why we start with the Yosef border rather than the Yehuda border, which is, you know, a slightly more different half-brother relationship. So we started to the north. We started with the Yarden River going past Jericho. Jericho is in Ephraim's territory because the border passed Al-Kasef Jericho. Generally speaking, it actually looks to me like Jericho maybe ought to be in Binyamin's territory. If the border goes north of Jericho, you would think that it would be part of theirs. But usually it's identified as being part of Ephraim. That is what Rashi says anyway, and I am not going to argue with Rashi. And so, onward we go into Yud Gimel. Ba'avar Misham, so we had gone all the way up to Beis Oven, heading up to the northwest, making our way across, and at Beis Oven we're going to make a sharp turn. So from there, Ba'avar Misham HaGavul Luza, the border passed through Luz, El Kesef Luza Negba, to the southern side of Luz, He Beis El, which is Beis El. Luz and Beis El famously are the same place. And so we head down that way. V'yorad ha'gavul atros ador al ha'har asher mineged leves choron tachton. And the border descended to atros ador, to the mountain on the northern side of lower based choron. So if you're looking on our map picture again, we went up to almost the center of the map at Beis Oven, made a sharp left turn heading dead south to ataros ador, which you can see in the gray area, hopefully. And then a right turn again, continuing out to the west, to the mountain that goes under Beis Choron Tachton. Beis Choron Tachton we mentioned before as being part of Ephraim's tribe, and so we are going beneath that in Binyamin's territory. Pasuk Yud Dalet, V'sa'ar ha'gavul v'nosav l'fas yom negba. And the border proceeded directly and then circled around the western side, Negba min ha'har asher al pnei Beis Choron, southward from the mountain, which lies before the south side, Negba of Beis Choron. So I'm putting my commas in the wrong place. V'nasa l'fas yom Negba min ha'har, south of the mountain, asher al pnei Beis Choron Negba, which lies before the south side of Beis Choron. So basically what that means is that we are continuing on to the left now, under the I in the word Benjamin, and you can see that we go nicely beneath Beis Choron there, lower Beis Choron, on the south side of that mountain, meaning that there's a gap, that little white space between the dot of lower Beis Choron and the line that represents Binyamin's northern border. So there's no question that that does not belong to Binyamin. The Hayusotzosav El Kiryas Baal, and the enlargement proceeded, continued to Kiryas Baal, he Kiryas Ya'arim, which is Kiryas Ya'arim, Ir B'nei Yehuda, a city of the B'nei Yehuda. So if you look down in the gray, there is a dotted line that goes from lower Beis Choron going downward and slightly to the right, where you see Kiryas Ya'arim, a dot that's basically on that line. But Kiryas Ya'arim belongs to Yehuda, and so it really belongs to the white part beneath, which is Shevet Yehuda's portion. So you see this kind of jaggedy edge along the left-hand side that we are talking about here. Zos Pe'as Yom. And this was the western boundary. And so there's some confusion. There's arguments between the Mefarshim about this Pasuk Yud Dalet, about what the western border of Binyamin's territory was. So Rashi says that the northern border ends in Atros Adar, goes south from the mountain on the south side of lower Beis Choron Tachton to Kiryas Ya'arim. So the only part that they included is the dark part. So in Rashi, it's the very dark gray. But you'll notice there's a kind of lighter gray, sort of upside down L shape, a perpendicular, to the left of that. Other opinions, like the Tuos HaAretz, which is the one that Art Scroll really likes the best for map making, states that if you look at Sefer Nehemiah and Sefer Divrei Hayamim, they mention a bunch of different cities that were in the territory of Binyamin, which included the cities mentioned here, Nov, Ono, Lod, Ayalon, a city called Hadid. All of those are mentioned in these other sfarim belonging to Binyamin. But some of them are almost 20 miles to the west of the dark area that we mentioned before. So Rashi gives the very straightforward Pashat Pshat in the Psukim that it's only the dark gray. But the Tuos Haaretz and others say that this lighter gray on the left should also have belonged to Binyamin as well, to make it conform with the other sfarim and what they say about the border of the boundary of Shevet Binyamin. Kiryas Yaarim, by the way, down on the left there, at the bottom of the dark ray, is about 7.5-8 miles north of Yerushalayim, or I guess we should say northwest of Yerushalayim. So Kiryas Yaarim is a little bit further out towards the western end, and this western boundary then is the subject of some dispute, exactly whether the words of the Pasuk are literal or whether there's extra territory as well.